What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the J-Ride Audio Experience, episode 8. And as always, brought to you by UBinge Media. And today's topic, we're talking about hard work and hustling. So share a little things about what, you know, the podcast is going to be about today. We're just going to be just talking about just a few general topics. And I mean, you know, as always, leave your comments below. Let us know what you got feedback, you know, stuff you want to talk about, stuff you want to share. I mean, I've been sitting back, just sitting like a sponge, people. Just, you know, you talk about working hard. I've been, you know, just sitting back, really just absorbing culture, just absorbing what's going on in the world. You know, I haven't really been, you know, in the sense of hard work on my social media platforms, but in my daily life, just trying to get back to the roots of it all, and just, you know, bring me back to that 90s version of myself. You know, that was, you know, he was just rambunctious, he was just eager to learn and absorb things like a sponge, and he was everywhere. I mean, he was an unstoppable force, and just trying to get back to that version of myself. I always vote to inspire all of you to do that, you know what I mean? You have that person in you. You always did, always. Even if you don't think you did, you do. You just gotta really do some soul searching and just kind of like deep down look inside you and figure out what, you know, inspires you to really motivate you to move a muscle and get out there and make something happen. Ideas aren't the thing anymore. I mean, everybody has ideas. It's all about execution. And I'm just a student just as much as everybody else. I'm just a student with a louder mouth, you know, who felt like he just had to just tell the world as he learned. You know, this is all like a running documentary to me, because I'm just learning as I'm, you know, preaching to, you know, my people, the right nation, and everybody else that's just listening, tuning in, you know, from wherever you're coming from. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting us. I mean, the love and, you know, the feedback, and it's been fantastic. And on top of that, you know, I have, you know, a few people that I have in mind that are phenomenal personalities, and I just can't wait to get them behind this engine. You know, they're really thinking about starting their own podcast, and I'm really all about that. And I really want to see them, you know, take off. I really would love if you guys would, you know, when the time comes, I'll, you know, of course, I'll let you know everything. I'll be the first to tell you where you can find that, the URL, all that good stuff. But a few of my good buddies, I'm, you know, thinking about, well, not even thinking about, we're actually plotting to put them on as guest co-hosts on the show. And then on top of that, go into our own, you know, do like a hybrid mixture of all three or four entities, and, you know, see where that goes. And that's just, you know what I mean, that's just being dedicated to the craft of podcasting, being dedicated to the craft of whatever it is that you're doing. You know, whether it is, you know, you're trying to be a nurse, I always encourage, you know, especially if you're in that mode where you're taking classes and doing clinicals, all that stuff, do a convergence, you know, with classmates, you know, team up, you know. You know, it's easier to get over that hill with, you know, with a group of people versus just trying to, you know, I mean, it's cool to do it all by yourself, but it makes more sense, and it takes a lot of pressure off you. You know, work harder, not, you know, work smarter, not harder. But like, I encourage both, you know, work harder, but also smarter. You know, that working harder is getting over that sense where you want to just do everything yourself, and then, you know, being able to fall back and then trust into your team, and you guys together conquer that goal and then move on and conquer another goal, because this is a long game. You know, we're here for a long time. So, you know, I always encourage people to, you know, play, you know, chess, not checkers. You know, plan for 20, 30, 40 years down the line versus day to day, month to month. Execute a plan. I know I am, you know, I've had to adjust to it, this new job where I work third shift, and, you know, it's for a good company, and basically I'm being paid to work out, you know, because I'm just moving a lot of stuff, you know, packing trucks, all that stuff. It's like a typical warehouse job, but you know, it's also encouraged me to really take serious of, you know, getting rest and figuring that out. It's still a struggle, but, you know, it's nice to try to give that some actual thought, you know, and really map it out for the long term versus like maybe this would just be a short term gig kind of thing. So, yeah, just basically like stuff like that. You know, if you have stuff in your life where it's adversity and you have to overcome it, you know, play to your strengths, you know, and spearhead your victory. And what I mean is just like I said, just, you know, find people that are closest to you, you know, that are also good at what you do, and no matter what it is, if it's in your personal life or in your professional life, you know, a mask, you know, like the Avengers Assemble, you know, like the first Avengers, you go out there like you're Nick Fury and you're collecting, you know, your soldiers, and you guys come together and you conquer, you know, simple Marvel mathematics. But like, honest to God, like, it's the truth, you know. And I'm really excited just to be able to, you know, sit here on the podcast episode 8 just to tell you all about this kind of things, like, you know. And to some of these people, it's like, no shit, of course I know hard to work and hustle. But I mean, like, you know, this is like a thing you have to just, it have to be humbled enough to hear somebody else say it, because it's also a revelation to them as well, you know. Not only is it, you know, maybe common sense to you, but it's also nice to, you know, let somebody else have that spotlight and let them have their, you know, their aha moment or their eureka moment or, you know, whatever it is, their moment. I don't buy into people, you know, shitting on other people's dreams and stuff like that. So that age of, you know, having your chip on your shoulder, being too cool for school, that shit's played out. So if you're like, you know, this is kind of tailored to people like more on social media, but look, you know, the best way to be remembered, the best way to have the most loyal base of just people who want to help you work hard and figure it out, or provide you with their resources, or show you like other resources you weren't aware of so you can continue to work hard, is to be generally nice and kind, and, you know, do your best to respond to everybody that you can. If you are one of those influential, you know, figures, I do my best to, you know, do the exact same. And it's been humbling because I have a lot of people just, you know, excited to hear what I got to say. And I can't wait to bring them on the show. And honest to God, this is something I'm, you know, working on too, is my vlog, my video, where you're going to get to actually see, you know, the face behind the voice, which is going to be cool as shit. I'm excited as hell. It's Jay today, so that's going to be dropping really soon. Been working on that. Another aspect I'm introducing is just basically a few things. Like, I heard this cool concept that I'm definitely stealing. Like, this is, you call what it is. I'm telling you, this is a straight up theft. I took this shit. I heard it. It was great. I believe the name of it was called What's That Gram? Basically where we look up, you know, pictures on said people, you know, that we're interviewing, their Instagram, and we ask them what's going on in that current picture in that moment in time. Tell us about that story, what led up to that, you know, just giving it more interesting dynamics to the people that we bring, and, you know, more content. Also bringing Facebook Live and Instagram TV into the play so people can, you know, in real time ask us real questions, and we can do the best we can to answer those questions and, you know, bring people onto the show if they're interested and go on from there. So thank you guys so much. You know, that's just a few things I wanted just to share. Big things coming, man. Really, that's really this all I really have to say. Work your face off. If you have a dream, chase that. And I really mean it. Chase it with everything you got and do it unapologetically, you know, and amass your power, amass your resources. I really, really, really believe in this concept. You gotta play to your strengths, man, but also play smart. Needed some water. It's like the art of war, literally, you know. You can do so much better by just looking at the game differently, you know, instead of, you know, living day to day, put a little bit aside, pay yourself, then pay the bills. Pay yourself, then pay the bills. Pay yourself, and pay the bills. And yes, I'm including groceries in this category of bills because it is a bill. You know what I mean? You're paying a couple bills every time just to get some groceries. So let's call it what it is. But like realistically, work your face off. You have a dream, chase it. I'm really hyped to get myself back into stand-up comedy. For you guys that don't know, I want you to, you know, come and check me out live. I'm going to be hitting the Milwaukee scene heavy once again as soon as I get the give the green light. You guys at The Right Nation will know first, and trickle is a trickle-down effect. Everybody else will, you know, be going from there. So, you know, comedy, the vlog, J Today, Facebook Live, Instagram TV, more Facebook highlights, more Instagram highlights, all that good stuff, more behind the scenes, more up close personal, more cameos, all that good stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah, so with that being said, it's time for me to sign off. I will see you guys in the next episode of the J Wright Audio Experience, episode 9. Till then, you guys, hit that like, hit that subscribe, share us with everybody that you know, so we can keep pumping this engine, so we can keep like letting everybody know about the good content that Jay Wright has to just share with his audience. And then on top of that, eventually, real soon, you'll be able to win tickets, free tickets to see my shows, come meet me live, hang out with me, pick my brain, ask me questions up personal, up close and personal, live, put it on Facebook Live. We'll put it on Facebook Live. You binge is everywhere, you know what I mean? We're trying to be the number one podcast in Milwaukee, and then eventually the Midwest, and then eventually the world. You know what I mean? Like I said, a trickle-down effect. You start with something, you let it bud, you let it flourish, then, you know, you let it grow, you harvest it, and then you use it in the right manner way. So, you guys, it's been beautiful. So, like I said, hit that like, hit that subscribe, comment down below. We'll see you on the next episode. Peace.